Thank you, Dr. Paskett, for the introduction. My name is Jessica Kroc, and the title of my talk today is Evaluating the Stage of Change Model to a Cervical Cancer Screening Intervention Among Ohio Appalachian Women. And I have no financial relationships to disclose. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Jill, Greg, Myra, Kathy, and Dr. Paskett, and the funding sources. Okay, and the paper that I'm presenting today is actually utilizing CARE 1 data, so I thought that it would be good to have a little bit of a refresher about what the CARE 1 initiative really is. And CARE 1 stands for the Community Awareness and Resources and Education Initiative, and the goal was to address increased cervical cancer incidence and mortality rates among women living in Ohio Appalachia. And this CARE 1 initiative was conducted from March 2005 to February 2009 as one of the 8 centers of the CPHHD funded by the National Institutes of Health. And the question is, how did we reduce cervical cancer incidence and mortality rates in this area? And one solution that Dr. Paskett alluded to earlier is our lay health advisors. To promote the uptake of proper risk-appropriate screenings and to facilitate proper post-diagnostic follow-up in vulnerable populations. And lay health advisors are typically members from the community or paraprofessionals from the target population. And lay health advisors provide health education, health promotion activities in a culturally and linguistically competent manner. And in a cancer context, they can address screening barriers, assist with access to screening, and encourage cancer screenings. And previous studies utilizing lay health advisors have found that they have been effective at significantly increasing screening rates for various types of cancers. So the CARE 1 main outcomes, 286 women were recruited, 145 were randomized to the intervention group, another one was 141 were randomized to the control group. According to the medical record review, more women in the LHA arm had a pap test by the end of the study compared to the control participants, so you could have about 51% versus 42, and these differences were more pronounced when we looked at the self-report data, and it was 71% versus 54%. Okay. So utilizing this CARE 1 data, we wanted to look a little bit more at the process data among participants receiving this LAH intervention designed to increase movement towards completion of cervical cancer screening. We wanted to do three things. We wanted to describe the differences in the trans-theoretical model staging among Appalachian women before and after a lay health advisor intervention. We also wanted to examine the cervical cancer screening barriers and their change before and after the intervention. And we wanted to look at the association between demographic characteristics, stage of change, and reported screening barriers. And so the theoretical framework that we use is the trans-theoretical model stage of change construct. And this is a model used to assess readiness of behavior change. And to look at this readiness of behavior change, individuals are classified into these 5 stages. And what our intervention utilized was this model to deliver messages based on their readiness to change their screening behaviors. Okay. So for CARE 1, we had 14 clinics in Ohio Appalachia. The participants were female, 18 years and older, not pregnant, a resident of Ohio Appalachia, and they had no history of invasive cervical cancer or hysterectomies, and they also were in need of a pap test. Okay. A little bit more information about the intervention. We had 4 lay health advisors, and these were women from the Ohio Appalachian region. They were aged 40 to 50 years, and they had no post-secondary education. They also receive extensive week-long training about encouraging cancer screenings and cancer education and resolution of barriers. So they had a 10-month intervention targeted at what stage the women were staged at. And they had 2 in-person visits at baseline and at 10 months, 2 phone calls at 1 and 5 months, and 4 mailed postcards at 2, 3, 6, and 7 months. And then getting back to the stage of change construct, this is how they were organized into the 5 stages. So the first stage was pre-contemplation, and these women never heard of a pap test or had one in the past, but not planning to have one in the next 6 months. The contemplation stage, so they had a pap test in the past, but and plan to have one in the next 6 months, but not within the next month. Followed by the preparation stage, so they plan to have a pep test within the next month. Action stage, which is this was the main outcome of our paper, was to look at who received a pap test within the past 6 months, and maintenance staging. So they had a pap test within the past 6 months, and they plan to have one again in the following year. So what did we find? We only looked at those individuals who were randomized to the intervention group. And we utilized 90 of those participants because we had to take out some of the participants because they didn't receive all of the intervention components or they didn't fill out the stage of change questionnaire. So our final sample was 90 participants. They were about 44 years of age, 97% white, which is common in the Ohio Appalachian region, 95% high school educated, mostly married, had private insurance, and about 30% had history of an abnormal pap test. And so one of the first things that we were interested in is looking at just the staging from pre-intervention to post-intervention. As you can see, the majority of the women were in the preparation stage at pre-intervention, about 44%. At post-intervention, we saw about 50% of the participants were in the action stage. And we saw that the stage movement from visit 1 to visit 2, about 63% had forward stage movement from first visit to second visit. We also were interested in looking at the barriers to screening. And so we were interested in the average number of barriers at stage 1. And as you could see, preparation was the highest average number of barriers. But at visit 2, these were actually reversed. And you could see that in the action stage, they reported the lowest amount of barriers. Okay. And then we utilized logistic regressions, and we saw that, we utilized logistic regressions to look at reported barriers to cervical cancer screening associated with action staging or receiving a pap test at visit 2. And our 3 significant findings were my doctor didn't recommend it, I can't afford it, and getting a pap test makes me nervous and afraid. So those women that reported having these barriers were significantly less likely to be in the action stage at visit 2. Okay. So overall, 63% of the participants had forward stage movement at the end of the LAH intervention. We saw a decrease in barriers. We did find multiple barriers were associated with not being in the action stage for pap test completion. However, these barriers were somewhat encouraging because they were attitudinal and practical. So future interventions can possibly have more physician involvement to increase their recommendations for screening and also provide more information about cost effectiveness and kind of emotional barriers, being nervous and afraid. And lastly, we saw the effectiveness of LAHAs may have been successful in helping participants in the intervention group confront and overcome these barriers. So implications for practice. These results suggest that there's a need for future interventions tailored to participant stage of change and delivered by lay health advisors to maximize the intervention effectiveness. And one strategy to do this is through community-based methodology, such as cultural grounding. And so with the help of LAHAs, you could individuals can call upon their own meanings, messages, and identities in educational interventions to increase these screening rates. So in conclusion, this study was an evaluation of the process data from an LAH intervention to increase cervical cancer screening among women of Ohio Appalachia. We staged tailored messages for screening. We found common barriers to cervical cancer screening. And lastly, future studies should continue to utilize stage match LHA interventions in hopes of measuring the readiness for behavior change. Thank you.